Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Sunil Verma with the World News. The headlines. US President Donald Trump evacuated from White House Correspondents' Dinner after gunshot heard in lobby. Shooter apprehended. United States cancels its negotiators' visit to Islamabad for talks with Iran. High Commissioner of Australia to India, Philip Green, says both countries are at the highest point of their bilateral relations. And in women's cricket, India registers 14 runs win over South Africa in the fourth T20 international at Johannesburg. U.S. President Donald Trump was evacuated from the White House Correspondents Association dinner early this morning after suspected gunshots were reported in the lobby of the Washington Hilton. President Trump, First Lady Melania Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance were immediately rushed out of the ballroom by security teams and moved to a secure location uninjured after a loud noise was heard on the premises. Addressing a press conference at the White House, President Trump said the incident occurred at an event dedicated to freedom of speech that was meant to bring together members of both parties and the media, noting that the gathering reflected a sense of unity. He said the armed attacker was taken down by the Secret Service and law enforcement and praised their response.
This is not the first time in the past couple of years that our republic has been attacked. We had some great work done by law enforcement. But in light of this evening's events, I ask that all Americans recommit with their hearts in resolving our difference peacefully.
President Trump added that one officer was shot at close range but survived due to a bulletproof vest and is in good condition. The president reiterated that the event would be held again and said such incidents should not deter public gatherings. Earlier, in a social media post, President Trump confirmed that the suspect had been apprehended and described the evening as tense, commending the Secret Service and law enforcement agencies for their swift and courageous response. He said the First Lady, the Vice President and all cabinet members were safe and added that the event would be rescheduled within 30 days. According to reports, a shooter opened fire outside the room where the President and other senior leaders were present. President Donald Trump has announced that U.S. negotiators Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner would no longer be going to Islamabad for talks with Iran, contending that Washington held all the cards on the matter. In a social media post, President Trump said he had called off the trip, citing lack of senior-level engagement from Iran. He added that the U.S. holds all the cards and that there is tremendous infighting and confusion within Tehran's leadership. However, according to Iranian media, Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi is expected to revisit Islamabad after his current stop in Oman and before heading to Russia. The possible return suggests indirect talks with the US may still happen. High Commissioner of Australia to India, Philip Green, said that both nations are at the highest point of their bilateral relations. Talking to a news agency, he said, the nations are strategically aligned through the quadrilateral security dialogue and a shared Indo-Pacific vision. He also said both nations have a very strong complementary economy. Head of Australian Defence Staff in India, Brigadier Damien Hill, said ties between the two nations extend beyond the four-year comprehensive strategic partnership.
Well, we're at the highest point of our bilateral relations, and we are deeply strategically aligned through the Quad and bilaterally have a vision for the Indo-Pacific. We have very strong complementary economy. That means that we produce the sort of things that India needs for the next phase of its growth, whether that's critical minerals or energy or skills and training. And the other part of our relationship is what we call the human bridge. Now more than 1 million people who call Australia their home who are making a huge contribution to our bilateral relationship.
On global tensions, Mr. Green called for de-escalation in the Strait of Hormuz and across West Asia. This is Akashwani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Islamic militants and separatists attacked several locations in Mali's capital and other cities today in one of the largest coordinated attacks in the country in recent years. The Al-Qaeda-linked militant group, JNIM, claimed responsibility for the attacks on Bamako's International Airport and four other cities in central and northern Mali on its website, Azalaq. It said the attacks were carried out jointly with the Azawad Liberation Front, a Tuareg-led separatist group. Mali has previously faced insurgencies fought by affiliates of Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State group, as well as separatist rebellion in the north. India has advised its nationals in Mali to remain highly vigilant, exercise utmost caution, and stay indoors due to recent security developments in the West African nation. The embassy added that it was closely monitoring the evolving situation in coordination with Malian authorities and will issue further updates as required. It also advised Indian nationals to contact the embassy at +223 784 86019 or 947 937 05 in case of any emergency assistance. In Colombia, seven people were killed and more than 17 injured when an explosive device detonated on a bus traveling along the Pan-American Highway in Cajibio, southwest Colombia. Octavio Guzman, the governor of Cauca, said the device was activated as the bus was in transit. General Hugo Lopez, commander of Colombia's armed forces, described the explosion as a terrorist act and blamed networks linked to a man known as Iban Mordisco and a group called Jaime Martinez. Both groups are made up of former members of the now defunct Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, FARC, who operate in the region and did not follow the 2016 peace agreement with the government. Seasoned Deepthi Sharma produced a stirring all-round effort, including her maiden five-wicket haul in the shortest format to inspire India's 14-run win over South Africa in the fourth Women's T20 International at Johannesburg last night. South Africa had already taken an unassailable 3-0 lead coming into this match, and they appeared all set to extend the run after restricting India to 185 for 5. But Deepthi, who played a big role in taking India past the 180-run mark with a composed unbeaten 36, grabbed key 5 wickets to impede South Africa's run chase and limit them to 171 for 9. For South Africa, Sune Luse was the top scorer with 40 runs followed by Tasmin Brits, who scored 30 runs. Deepthi Sharma was adjudged player of the match. International Chess Federation joined the International World Games Association, IWGA, at the annual general meeting AGM held at the Olympic Museum in Lausanne yesterday. The decision raises IWGA membership to 40 federations and expands the range of sports in the World Games movement. FIDE President Arkady Dvorkovich stated that chess is a global sport that unites millions of players across all continents through strategy, discipline and creativity. Its inclusion within the IWGA reflects the growing recognition of mind sports alongside traditional athletic disciplines. In football, Al Ahli of Saudi Arabia successfully defended the AFC Champions League elite crown after beating first-time finalist Machida Zelvia of Japan 1-0 last night. An extra-time goal from Saudi international striker Firas Al-Buraikan settled the tie at their home ground, the King Abdullah Sports City Stadium in Jeddah. The deadlock was broken in the sixth minute of extra time when former Barcelona and AC Milan midfielder Frank Cassier laid the ball off for Al-Buraikan, who fired high into the net from close range. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. US President Donald Trump evacuated from White House correspondents' dinner after gunshots heard in lobby. Shooter apprehended. United States cancels its negotiators' visit to Islamabad for talks with Iran. High Commissioner of Australia to India, Philip Green, says both countries are at the highest point of their bilateral relations. And in women's cricket, India registers 14 runs win over South Africa in the fourth T20 International at Johannesburg. And that is the end of this news bulletin.